These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm John. I'm 66, an economic development consultant from London.
I'm Kate. I'm 51, a housewife, originally from Derby.
I'm Sian, 33, a civil servant from Plymouth.
I'm Steve. I'm 22, and I'm an international business student from Belfast.
And that's my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's John. Welcome to the show, John.
Hello, Brad.
Now, you live in London, but you're not from London, are you?
No, I'm from Glasgow originally.
Oh, yeah. Whereabouts in Glasgow?
Oh, the south side, beside Hampden Park.
Good, very good. OK, and what do you do for a living?
I'm an economic development consultant, which means when someone wants planning permission for an airport or a theme park or a car plant, we work out how many jobs it'll create, how much money it brings to the area, how many tourists it brings, and that lets decision-makers decide if the economic benefits outweigh the environmental problems.
That's unbelievable. I've never met anyone who does that. When I thought you were going to say you sort out planning, I thought you meant, like, can I have a conservatory on the back of the house? OK, what do you get up to in your spare time?
Mainly I've been spending a lot of time recently proofreading texts for my son of 18, who's an aspiring author. Interestingly, he mainly does novels, but he's just finished the script for a comedy sketch about a quiz show called The Race, featuring a quiz show host called Hadley Welsh. I don't know where he gets his ideas from.
Neither, no. That would be comic, to be fair, yeah. OK, and if you won some money today, what would you do?
Well, I'd like to get flying lessons. I mean, I've always wanted to fly, because my father was a pilot during the war in bombers, and he flew over Dusseldorf, was shot down.
Wow.
Spent 4 years in a prisoner of war camp. So.
What a story. Have you thought about getting your son to write a story about his granddad?
Not yet, but it's one for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. So you'd like to take flying lessons and emulate your father?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do that. What a fascinating life. Brilliant. Well, John, this is the cash builder round. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
Ready. Yep.
Good luck, mate. Your time starts now. The last round of a game of musical chairs has how many chairs?
One.
Correct. Springfield Mall is a shopping complex in what cartoon series?
Simpsons.
Correct. What grain is a main ingredient of the Spanish dessert arroz con leche?
Rice.
Correct. Who created a natural history series of artworks of animals in formaldehyde?
Damien Hirst.
Correct. Which Dane was the first goalkeeper to score in the Premier League?
Peter Schmeichel.
Correct. What region of France has coastlines on the English Channel and the Bay of Biscay?
Dordogne?
Brittany.
All right.
This Is Love was a number one single for which coach on The Voice?
Ricky Wilson.
Will I Am. Mm. Which Wuthering Heights character says, I cannot live without my soul?
Jane Eyre.
Heathcliff. In 2014, which American actor had a baby daughter named Wyatt with Mila Kunis?
Ben Affleck.
Ashton Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher was the right answer. £5,000. Time to face a chaser. But you know what, John? Who will you be up against today? Will it be Jenny, the Vixen Ryan? I'm not saying she's hot, but a local ice rink took out a restraining order on her. Or could it be the Dark Destroyer who saved me once from an escaped lion? He talked to it for 5 minutes and it fell asleep. Perhaps it could be the governor, so cold she doesn't have a vegetable patch, she's got a tundra. Or could it be the cinnamon? He's got more brains in his little finger than your entire family, Stephen Hawking as well as his, put together. Or maybe it's the Beast. Some famous people get followed by stalkers. He's got a whaling fleet. Look at him. Who do you want to take on?
Well, I'm used to being intimidated by barristers at public inquiries, so probably Sean.
Right, OK, let's see. It's time to bring on the chaser. Oh, it's not the barrister at all. She's hot to trot. It's the Bolton Brainiac. That is Jenny Vixen-Ryan.
Hello, John.
Hello.
Impressive cash builder, but I'm afraid your plan for flying lessons just isn't going to take off this time.
We shall see. Let us put some money on the table. Here we go, 3 steps ahead of the chaser, £5,000. Now, if you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
Thank you. If you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she'll offer you...
You can take off with £20,000.
Thank you. Nice for player number one. John, have a chat with your team. Steve.
Well, what do you think? Well,
I'd said you played a blinder there, and if anyone can do the higher offer of £20,000, it could be you, so... But in any game, we'd like to have you back, and I think for the final chase, you're strong enough who we need you back.
Thank you, Steve. Sean?
I think you're absolutely capable of the £20,000, so go for that, but definitely at least the £5,000.
Kate?
I think you're very capable of the £20,000, but quite happy with the £5,000.
Yeah, kick off with £5,000. Let's see.
Thank you.
We don't know what formula Chase is on, obviously, but we have won £5,000, £20,000. What'll it be?
Well, I always said I'd stick it £5,000 or anything better than that, so I want to get back and I'm going to avoid the risk. So £5,000 it is.
Five it is. Thank you, Chaser.
Pretty typical for seat one. Let's see how you do.
John, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. The song Honey, Honey appears on the soundtrack of which musical? A, Miss Saigon. B, Mamma Mia. C, Matilda. You've put Matilda. You a fan of musicals, John?
Not that much.
No.
Just me.
All right. Clues in the question, really. Correct answer is... It's Mamma Mia. Honey, Honey, a track by ABBA. Yeah. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... Goes right with Mamma Mia. Do you like ABBA?
I'm a massive ABBA fan.
Me too. Here's your next question. Between John Major and David Cameron, how many Tory leaders failed to become Prime Minister? A, 3, B, 4, C, 5. You've put...
3.
Yeah. Got to be, isn't it?
I hope so.
That was...
William Hague, Michael Howard, and... I can't remember the
other. Yeah, well, it's only 3. I'm pretty sure it's only 3. The correct answer is... Well played, step closer to home. 3 it is, chase is put. Yeah, it goes right with 3.
Yep. William Hague, Michael Howard and Ian Duncan Smith.
Oh, hey,
you forgot about him, didn't you?
Yes. Here's your next question. Which of these Swiss cities does not stand on a lake that shares its name? A, Lausanne. B, Lucerne. C, Lugano. You've put... Lucerne. Have you ever been?
Yeah.
Great, isn't it? Beautiful.
I think so. I hope I remembered it correctly, though.
Beautiful. Correct answer is... It's Lausanne. OK, you're staying where you are. Chaser has put... Yeah, it goes right with Lausanne. Right, here we go. Here's your next question. This is critical, John. 4 from home, Chaser's 1 behind. On the internet, downloading a certain amount of data before playing audio or video content is known as what? A, buffering. B, stuttering. C, bumpering. You've put... buffering.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, correct answer is... Yeah, buffering is correct. Step closer to home, Chase has put... Yeah, it goes right also with buffering. Here's your next question. Good luck. In 2014, who wore a paper bag over his head with the words, I am not famous anymore, to a premiere of his own film? A, Joaquin Phoenix. B, Shia LaBeouf. C, Michael Caine. You've put... Joaquin Phoenix.
I think so. It's either him or Shia LaBeouf. I'm not sure exactly.
Right. You've put Joaquin Phoenix. Got to be right. I think the chaser will know this. 3 from home. Correct answer is... Yeah. Correct answer is Shia LaBeouf. OK, you're staying where you are. Chaser has put...
Come on.
Do you think she knows it?
Probably.
Yeah. And we're out. 3 from home. Chaser?
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix and Shia LaBeouf are both known for their wacky Hollywood antics. Mm.
Joaquin Phoenix dropped out of Hollywood to become a rapper and made a film about his adventures. Yeah. But Shia LaBeouf has gone more into performance art, which is why he put the bag over his head.
Well, that's a shame. My first player goes out 3 from home. John, I am sorry to lose you. However, I wish you well with
right.
your flying lessons, but you
right.
have been caught. View, the chase is over.
Thank you.
Cheers, John. Thank you.
Judging by his cash builder, it was absolutely vital I got rid of John.
Yeah.
Very good result.
Yeah, I thought he was a good player. However, next to face the chaser, it's Kate. Welcome to the show, Kate.
Thank you, Brad.
From Derby originally.
Originally from Derby, yes.
And where are you now?
I live in North Devon.
Right, do you?
Yeah.
Wow, whereabouts?
Biddeford.
Oh, yes, beautiful. I know.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, it is. What do you do down at Devon now?
I like to think of myself as a domestic goddess as opposed to housewife.
Right, OK, that's fair enough.
And I kind of run a free B&B for family and friends.
Oh, I see. Right, OK. And what did you do back in Derby? What was you doing
down there? I used to work in human resources at Rolls-Royce in Derby.
Yeah, I used to work at Rolls-Royce in Leavesden.
Did you?
Yes.
I used to look after Leavesden.
Small engine division, yeah. So I was there in from 76 to 80.
Oh, right. Well, I started in 80.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just missed me.
Yeah.
Yeah, HR. Although I'd have been on the phone to you all the time. all right. Now, what are you getting up to now to relax, though?
I love going to the gym. I love keeping fit.
Yeah.
I love exercising my two beautiful dogs. And generally just keeping busy.
Good. All right. Well, look, if you won some money today, Kate, what would you do with it?
I think I'd probably have to invest in some nice Jimmy Choos.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Right, we better get cracking then. I wish you luck for
Thank
the Jimmy
you.
Choos. Are you ready?
Yes.
Kate, good luck. Your time starts now. What name links a fruit and a nickname for a New Zealander?
Kiwi.
Correct. Selkirk Rex and Golden Persian are breeds of what pet?
Dog.
Cat. Kristen Bell sings for the first time in forever in what 2013 animated film?
Frozen.
Correct. What coating forms on iron when it's exposed to air and moisture?
Rust.
Correct. The FBU is a trade union representing members of what emergency service?
Fire brigade.
Correct. In the 80s, which Frenchman was European Footballer of the Year 3 times?
Eric Cantona.
Michel Platini. The Swedish children's character Pippi Longstrump has what English name?
Pass.
Pippi Longstocking. Jennifer Hudson features on the music video Trouble by which Australian rapper?
Pass.
Iggy Azalea. On what island did Chiang Kai-shek found the Republic of China after World War II?
Korea.
Taiwan. Disaster Darling's a catchphrase of which Strictly Come Dancing judge?
Crave Revel Horde.
Correct, yeah. Absolutely. All right, Kate, yeah, got it out in the end there. £5,000.
Okay.
Happy with that?
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. Gambling girl?
Little bit.
Good. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Kate.
Oh.
Much as it pains me to keep any woman from a pair of Jimmy Choos, I'm afraid that's my job today.
No.
No, not at all. You can't have that. All right, put some money on the table. 5 again, same as John. 5K. A step closer to home, though, Kate, will get you an offer of?
Same as John, £1,000.
Thanks. However, a step closer to the chaser will get you an offer of?
Now, John wouldn't go high, so I'm going to up the ante. £30,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Steve.
Kate, you played very, very well, but 1,000's an insult. We need you back, so I would say go for the 5,000 because you're a strong player and 3 of us against the chaser, we need a beater.
Yeah, stick in the middle. Sean?
Thanks, Steve.
As tempting as 30,000 would be for all those shoes, I say do the 5,000 and make sure you come back.
Right, let's face the table. 30,000 pounds. What do you reckon?
Oh, gosh. I'm really tempted to just go for it.
Well, you're only here
you're
once.
You're only here once, aren't you?
So they always say.
No, I won't be greedy. I'll stick with the 5.
Stick with the 5, that's yeah. fine. 5 yeah. it is, chaser.
A neutral sigh of relief from Stephen yeah. Sean back there. Never thought, seen such movement.
I thought you were going to go for it, actually. Right, here we go. Kate, for 5 grand, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these novels was published first? A, The Boys from Brazil, or B, Jamaica Inn, C, A Passage to India? You've put Jamaica Inn. Yeah, I can see why you've put that.
I'd have thought that was the oldest, but
correct answer is
oh.
passage to India. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right with the passage to India, comes onto the table.
It's certainly set the earliest, is Jamaica in. It was written by Daphne Du Maurier.
All right, here we go. Here's the next question. In North American folklore, there will be six more weeks of winter weather from 2nd of February if a groundhog sees what? A, its shadow. B, another groundhog. C, snow. You've put its shadow.
I love Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the film, yeah, of course. Yeah, correct answer is? Correct, step close to home, well done. Chase has put. Yeah, goes right with its shadow.
The name of the groundhog in the film with Bill Murray is Punxsutawney Phil.
It is.
Here's the next question. In 1975, what did the becquerel replace as the standard SI unit of radioactivity? A, Curie, B, Rutherford, C, Einstein. You've put Rutherford.
I really don't know.
Correct answer is? Curie it is, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Here she comes. Closes the gap again. Yeah, now we're four from home, hanging on. Here's your question. A YouTube video of which McFly member singing his wedding speech to Giovanni Falcone went viral in 2013? A, Tom Fletcher. B, Dougie Pointer. C, Harry Judd. You've put Harry Judd.
Could be.
Yeah. Could be Dougie Pointer.
It could be.
Could be Tom Fletcher.
Possibly.
You've put Harry Judd. Correct answer is? Tom Fletcher. Staying where you are. If the Chase has put Tom Fletcher, we're out. Think she knows it?
I would think so.
Chase has put. Ouch, two players out and quick.
Tom's one of the two main singers in the band, along with Danny Jones,
right,
who is a fellow Boltonian.
I see. OK. Well, Kate, I am sorry.
I am too.
Just, you have to, you know, the old boots, you have to get a pair of wellies, my love.
I will.
Down there in Biddeford, but you might need them anyway at some point. I wish you well. However, you have been caught, and View the Chase is over.
Thank you, Radley.
Thank you. Cheers, Ellen.
Useful to take out, but I'm on stinging form today, so watch out, Sean.
You haven't got one wrong yet.
Nope.
There you are, Jenny the Mix and Ryan. On scintillating form, has not got a question wrong yet. However, Sean is up after the break. Can you take her down, Sean?
Hopefully.
There you have it. We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now then, do you need a chair?
No, I'm OK at the moment.
Oh, OK, good. First child?
Second.
OK, other child called?
Amelia.
Have you got a name for this one?
No, I don't know what this one is. It's Thrive.
Good for you. OK, what do you do for a living?
I'm a civil servant at the moment. Specifically, I work at the Child Support Agency. So I help organise and facilitate the financial arrangements for separated families.
OK, that's good. What do you do for your time off? Yeah, how do you relax?
When I get a moment, I love reading.
Right.
Especially any kind of murder mystery, whodunit.
Right. Favourite author?
Probably, I love Kathy Reichs and Tess Gerritsen, but I'm a huge fan of Agatha Christie.
Yes.
Particularly Hercule Poirot.
Oh, yes, of course, absolutely. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
My absolute dream would be to do a road trip around America, as much as possible on America. Open-top car, if possible.
Quite, can that take a long time?
Yes, so maybe start small and end up with any winnings that were left over in Las Vegas, of course.
Good for you. All right, Sean, let's do this. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. Which queen is the subject of the film Carry On Cleo?
Cleopatra.
Correct. Bacterial erosion of enamel and dentine cause cavities where?
Teeth.
Correct. Leslie Crowther and Joe Pasquale both hosted what game show?
Oh, pass.
The Price is Right. What colour are the flowers of the Lily of the Valley plant?
White.
Correct. Which Spanish tennis player is famously coached by his uncle Tony?
Rafa Nadal.
Correct. In whose reign did England lose its last possession on mainland France?
Pass.
Mary the First. What 80s Bruce Willis action movie was filmed in the Fox Plaza building?
Die Hard.
Correct. EA7 is a ready-to-wear sportswear line by which Italian fashion brand?
Versace.
Emporio Armani. Which big friend of Asterix fell in a cauldron of magic potion when he was a boy?
Pluto.
Obelix. According to the Boney M hit, who was the lover of the Russian queen?
Pass.
Rasputin. Same as John and Kate. $5,000. Good.
Thank you.
However, I've got to get you back. Are you ready?
Yes.
Time to face the chaser.
Thank you.
Sian, who likes murder mysteries?
Yes.
This isn't going to be too much of a whodunit. It was me in the studio with the questions.
Ready? Fingers crossed not, yes.
Put £5,000 on the table. There you go, three steps ahead of the chaser. Step close to home, though, we'll get you an offer of...
£1,000.
If you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
It'll keep going up till somebody takes it. £40,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with Steve. Thank you very much.
Yet again, very strong performance.
Thank you.
But I'd say take the £5,000 because you're better than £1,000. And hopefully the questions will fall your way.
Thank you very much indeed. OK, let's face the table. £40,000. Sian, what'll it be?
It's so tempting to go for the 40, but I think I really want to get back, help Steve out. So £5,000, please.
Five it is. Thank you, chaser.
Well, I'm hoping Steve's going to be brave because the rest of the team haven't been.
However, very prudent and trying to get home. That's all it's about right now. Sian, are you ready?
Yes.
Good. For £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. The scientific study of people and their working environment is called what? A. Bionomics. B. Economics. C. Ergonomics. You've put ergonomics.
Yes, it was a bit of a guess. I didn't think it was economics, because that's more about the economy, and then it was a bit of a guess between A and C.
OK, you've put ergonomics. Correct answer is... Well played. Ergonomics it is. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right. Ergonomics comes onto the table. Here's your next question. Which of these British kings had no living legitimate children? A. Charles II. B. George II. C. James II. You've put Charles II.
Again, I'm all the guesses at the moment.
correct answer is? Well played. Charles II is correct. Step close to home. Chase has put. Yeah, it goes right with Charles II. Here's the next question. In Monopoly, a community chest card allows you to collect £10 from each player as it is your what? A. Birthday. B. Lucky day. C. Payday. You've put birthday.
I knew that one. Yeah. I love Monopoly.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah. Me too. Correct answer is? Yeah, birthday's right. Step close to home. Well done. Chase has put. Also goes with birthday. Here's your next question. American Vogue editor Anna Wintour was previously fired from which magazine? A. Marie Claire. B. Grazia. C. Harper's Bazaar. You've put Grazia.
Absolutely no idea, I'm afraid. It was an absolute guess.
Correct answer is... Harper's Bazaar is the right answer. Staying where you are, Chase has put. She should know this, and here she comes. Goes right with Harper's Bazaar. Here's your next question. Which bowler has taken the most wickets in Ashes cricket? A. Dennis Lilly. B. Ian Botham. C. Shane Warne. You've put Ian Botham.
I know he's a great in cricket, but I
I don't know.
Correct answer is... It's Shane Warne. Staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes right to Shane Warne. Oh, moves to within one with two from home. Here's your next question. In which Stephen King book does a main character type all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy over and over again? A, The Dead Zone. B, The Green Mile. C, The Shining. You've put The Shining.
Yes. I've never read the book, but I've seen the film.
Yeah. Correct answer is... There it is, The Shining. Step closer to home. Chaser has put. Goes right also with The Shining. Remains one behind. We're one from home.
And the character's Jack Torrance, played by Jack Nicholson in the film. So many Jacks.
Thank you. Here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Thank you.
One more and we're through. It's the closest we've been, actually, to getting the player through. Here's your question. What forms the bulk of the French dessert parfait? A, jelly. B, sponge. C, whipped cream. You've put whipped cream.
I can picture it. I know it's sort of mousse-like, but I don't know whether it's because it's mousse-like because of jelly or mousse-like maybe because of whipped cream.
But not sponge.
Not sponge, but it's probably going to be sponge now.
Right, to go through with £5,000, my first player into the final, you've put whipped cream. Correct answer is... Gosh. Please. Please. Yes! Well played. Very good. Yeah, very good. Chaser.
Yeah, parfait. You can even get a savoury parfait, like a liver parfait.
Right. Well played, Sian. Congratulations.
You
are through to the final, Chase. Well done, darling.
Thank you.
£5,000. Excellent stuff. First player. That's good. Excellent. Chaser.
Not sure that was fair. That's two players against one.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, it is a bit. Yeah, yeah, two against one.
Your lucky charm.
Your lucky charm, absolutely. So Sian is through to the final, and there's £5,000 of the prize fund at last. Steve is up after the break. Will he take away? I hope not. We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Steve. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you.
Now, you are originally from Belfast. And what is it you do for a living?
I'm a student. I study international business with French at Queen's University.
OK, good for you. And where will that lead you in the end? I mean, once you graduate...
So just this week I got my job confirmed in Paris, so I'm going to go work in banking with a large American multinational bank.
Good for you. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Whereabouts in Paris are you? Bank smack in the middle?
Well, so the office is in the Champs-Élysées.
No.
Right beside it, in my apartment beside the Eiffel Tower.
No!
No joke.
How old are you?
22.
You jammy thing.
The luck of the Irish.
Oh, you're going to love it, mate. You're going to love it. And if you won some money today then, Steve, what would you do with it?
Just for my relocation to Paris, I would just be using it to furnish the apartment and things.
Well, look, Steve, I wish you well with that, mate. That's what a fantastic thing. Let's get on with this cash bill. Let's get to the table. Are you ready?
I'm ready for it.
All right, good luck, mate. I wish you well. Your time starts now. In My Fair Lady, Eliza Duke, London, Operation Sea Lion was a German invasion plan in which war?
Second World War.
Correct. Which pop star played Zania in the 2006
Pass.
Film Beyoncé? What word can mean the opposite of both heavy and dark?
Light.
Correct. What's the main non-alcoholic ingredient in a Bloody Mary cocktail?
Strawberry juice.
Tomato juice. Tonight, We Live Forever was a 2014 hit for which X Factor boy band?
One Direction.
Union J. Proverbially, to admire or idolise someone is to put them on a what?
Pedestal.
Correct. What Stephen Tomkinson TV drama was filmed in South Africa?
Pass.
Wild at the Heart. The Lord is My Shepherd is a psalm attributed to which king of Israel?
David.
Correct. Which swimmer won his 18th gold medal at the 2012 Olympics?
Ian Thorpe.
Michael Phelps. What ology is the study of handwriting?
Cryptology.
Graphology. The Red Cross flag is a reverse of the flag of what European country?
Switzerland.
Yeah, it would have been Switzerland. Out of time. I'll tell you what, Steve, you're quick. You took me by surprise. £4,000. Time to face the chaser.
Steve, hello.
Hello.
You're going to be a banker.
That's right.
Unfortunately, on this show, you've got to earn your bonus.
3 steps ahead of the chaser, £4,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
No banker wants to see this. Minus £1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
Could be worth investing in. £45,000.
Love it. Thank you very much. 45 grand is a lot of money. Have a chat with Sian.
Well done. Definitely don't do the minus. I think you did really well. Wanted to be brave, do the 45,000, but I'd really like company, so 4,000 and definitely come back.
Absolutely.
Thank you
very much. Minus one obviously takes us down to four, giving us two each. Four takes us up to nine, giving us four a half each, and 45 takes us up to 50, giving you £25,000 each. What's it going to be? Choice is yours.
I'd take the 4,000.
Go for the 4,000?
I'd like to give Shan some company. She's lonely over there.
Yeah. Good for you, mate.
Better than one.
Four it is. Chaser?
It's very generous of him. I get the feeling that's going to be small pocket change in a couple of years for Steve.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Steve, for £4,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. In 2014, which pop star applied to trademark the phrase and song lyric, "This Sick Beat"? A, Taylor Swift. B, Rihanna. C, Ariana Grande. You've put Taylor Swift.
I'm pretty sure I know this answer.
Really?
In the news.
Correct answer is... Yeah, Taylor Swift is right. Well played, Steve. Step closer home. Chaser's put. There goes right with Taylor Swift. Here's your next question. The nail bed of the fingers is also known by what informal name? A, the quick. B, the fast. C, the nippy. You've put the nippy.
I'll be honest, I don't understand that question at all, so I just went with nippy.
Correct answer is... quick. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... yeah, it goes right with the quick.
If you're in a nerve-wracking situation, you might bite your nails to the quick.
Yeah. Here's your next question. Isaac Newton appeared on the original logo for what technology company? A, Microsoft. B, Apple. C, Samsung. You've put Apple.
It's because I think Isaac Newton, who was the apple, fell on his head. And that's how he discovered something scientific. So
very good.
Well, I hope this is my logic.
Yeah, very good. Correct answer is, I get it. I wouldn't have known that, but now you've brought it to light. Well done. Let's see. Gotta be. Well played. Apple it is. Step close to home. Chaser has put. Goes wrong with Microsoft.
It was too fast for me there. I thought that Apple had always had the same logo.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, Isaac Newton discovered gravity by throwing an apple out of the tree, and that's what happened. Because it's Apple, Isaac Newton was under the tree, as Steve said. So that's why he was on the thing of Apple, you see. Apple was Isaac Newton. We knew that, didn't we?
That's it.
Here's your next question. Used to run alongside and protect coaches, carriage dog is an alternative name for what breed? A, Irish Setter. B, a Saluki. C, Dalmatian. You've put Saluki.
My logic, I know what an Irish Setter is. They're very big dogs.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what a Saluki looks like, so... And Dalmatians are the spotty dogs, so I don't think they'd be used for...
Correct answer is... there you are. Dalmatian it is. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right, the Dalmatian. Moves within two. We're three from home.
It's still traditionally used to ride on the back of old-fashioned fire engines.
Yeah. Is that... oh, yes, of course. Here's your next question. Very good. According to the OED, what word for a type of jumper can also describe a socially disruptive person? A, hoodie. B, fleecy. C, cardi. You've put hoodie.
I think it's hoodie, because every time you see someone who's disruptive, they're wearing a hoodie. That's,
yeah.
That's an assumption.
That's a bit generalising, I have to say, Steve.
It is true. I wear hoodies too.
Like when you go to Paris, you know, all those people riding around on cycles and stripy shirts, berets and onions around their neck.
That's it.
Be careful of them French sticks hanging out, like, you know what I mean, like jousting. All right, correct answer is... hoodie's right, step close to home, well done. Chaser's put. Goes right also with hoodie. Razor two behind, two from home. Here's the next question. Which woman won 22 Grand Slam tennis singles titles between 1987 and 1999? A. Martina Navratilova. B. Monica Seles. C. Steffi Graf. You've put Monica Seles.
Tennis is not my strong point.
No. Nope.
So.
Guess.
I had nothing to go on.
Correct answer is. Steffi Graf. Chaser has put. We're staying where we are. Goes right with Steffi Graf. Well played. Moves to within one with two from home.
The years seem to match for her very long and successful career. She has a golden slam, which is when you win all four of the major Grand Slams and the Olympic gold.
Wow. Thank you. Here's your question. Good luck. Clint Eastwood was a hit single for which band? A, The Monkees. B, Gorillaz. C, Arctic Monkeys. You've put Arctic Monkeys.
They're indie, and it seems quite indie to have a... But that's a complete guess again.
Yeah, OK, all right. I don't know the track, so here we go. Good luck. It's got to be right to stay in the game. Correct answer is... the Gorillaz, staying where you are. The Chasers put Gorillaz, we're out, and Sian is on her own. Now then, Chaser has put... Oh, well, you're on form today. How many have you got wrong today?
One.
Out of four. Chase is very good indeed. Excellent form. Steve, I wish you well. I'm sure you're going to have the most fantastic time. However, right now you have been caught, and for you, the chase, mate, is over. Cheers, Steve. Right, now then.
It's still a team of two, but you only get a one-step head start, Sian.
There you have it. Only Sian has made it through to the final chase. The total prize fund is £5,000. Is she going home with it? I certainly hope so. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Only Sian has made it through to the final chase and is £5,000 in the prize fund. Now, Sian, £5,000. What will you do with it, my dear?
I will spend it all on a road trip around as much of America as possible.
Yeah, and see if we can't end up at Vegas and win some more.
And win some more and do the rest.
And keep going. Yeah, absolutely. During the break, Sian had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B. Sian, you have selected set...
B.
Set B. Of course, that means set A goes to our chaser, Jenny Ryan. Now, only you have made it through to the final. That means you get a one-step head start on the chaser. And there it is. I wish you luck. These questions will come to you much quicker than the cash build around. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sian, good luck. Your time starts now. What fruit gives its name to the banoffee pie?
Banana.
Correct. The planet Jupiter's great spot is named after what colour?
Red.
Correct. What Disney film is mainly set at Gusteau's restaurant in Paris?
Beauty and the Beast.
Ratatouille. By what name is Anglo-Saxon heron Godgifu remembered?
Pass.
Lady Godiva. The prefix gastro refers to what organ of the body?
Stomach.
Correct. The Crescent City is a nickname for what city in Louisiana?
Pass.
New Orleans. The Griffin appears in what Lewis Carroll book?
Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, I'll give you that. Fighter was a 2003 hit for which American singer?
Pass.
Christina Aguilera. In the saying, fools rush in where who fear to tread?
Angels.
Correct. Tina Malone played Mimi Maguire in what TV drama?
Shameless.
Correct. Which opera house near Lewis was reopened in 1994?
Sydney.
Glyndebourne. What type of whiskey is named after a county in Kentucky?
Pass.
Bourbon. Cheerios are fans of which male British pop star?
Ed Sheeran.
Correct. On what sort of motor vehicle do you find a pillion seat?
Motorcycle.
Correct. Who illustrated children's books Matilda and the Twits?
Quentin Blake.
Correct. How many people are needed to dance a waltz?
Two.
Correct. What country has the Eurozone's largest economy?
Germany.
Correct. In a 90s film, who played tragic Latina singer Selena?
Pass.
Jennifer Lopez. What wild cat is Africa's largest carnivore?
Lion.
Correct. spooky Mormon Hell Dream is a song from what stage musical?
Les Miserables.
Book of Mormon. In what city can you travel in water buses called Vaporetti?
Venice.
Correct. What French fashion phrase translates as high sewing?
Haute couture.
Correct. In what decade was the Skylab space station launched?
90s.
70s. Animal Farm's a political fable based on what revolution? Tried to get in there for you. That would have been Russian, of course, but very good on your own. Excellent. 15 steps. Happy with that?
Yes, better than I thought.
Yeah, no, very good indeed. Shall we see what happens?
Yes.
Let's do that. Time to bring back the chaser. Not bad.
Impressive score for a solo player.
Yeah.
Now it's just my job to catch you.
We shall see. Now, remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then Sian gets it right. Sian will push the chaser back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. What natural material does a lumberjack work with?
Wood.
Correct. Godric Gryffindor co-founded what fictional school?
Hogwarts.
Correct. Ricky Groves played Gary Hobbs in what TV soap?
EastEnders.
Correct. King Athelstan was the grandson of which ruler of Wessex?
Alfred the Great.
Correct. What sport is sometimes known as the Union Game?
Rugby Union.
Correct. What's the capital of Uruguay?
Montevideo.
Correct. Yoplait is a brand of what dairy product?
Yogurt.
Correct. Without Me was a number one for which American rapper?
Usher.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Okay, here we go, Sian. Without Me was a number one for which American rapper?
Eminem.
Correct. Well played. We push the chaser back. It's 9 required. Your time, chaser, starts again now. What relation is Peter Phillips to Prince Harry?
Cousin.
Correct. What film comedy starred Nick Frost as PC Danny Butterman?
Hot Fuzz.
Correct. In what Beethoven opera is Florestan saved by his wife?
Fidelio.
Correct. What battery maker patented the copper top tester strip?
Duracell.
Correct. In 2014, which actress divorced Antonio Banderas?
Melanie Griffith.
Correct. What type of creature is a red mullet?
Fish.
Correct. Helmholtz Watson is a lecturer in what Aldous Huxley novel?
Brave New World.
Correct. Where on your body would you wear a tit for?
Hat. A head.
Start the clock. Hat is your first answer. That is wrong. OK, Sian, where on your body would you wear a tit for?
Head.
Correct. Head it is. All right. OK, we push the chaser back. 3 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. PAYE is a means of paying what tax?
Income.
Correct. In Coronation Street, what was Gail's maiden name?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
Tilsley.
No, it's
Potter.
Potter. You've got it. Potter. 2 to catch, 36 seconds remaining. Here we go. Chaser, your time starts again now. Long Jing is a green leaf variety of what hot beverage?
Tea.
Correct. The Ozdust Ballroom features in what West End musical?
Wicked.
Correct. Right. 3 opportunities to push back, 2 executed, 26 seconds remaining.
Shame. She did very well and it was just lots and lots of fun.
All right, well, caught with 26 seconds remaining. Sian, it's been great playing alongside you. Hope you've enjoyed your day.
Great time.
Good
great
stuff. Time. I wish you well with the new arrival.
Thank you.
Of course, lots of love to you and your family, but I have to take away the £5,000 and tell you that, Sian, you have been caught. For you, the chase is finally over. Chaser.
I think Sian needed a few more team members. It was a great performance by yourself. So I wish you and the Lucky Charm all the best for the future.
Yeah, indeed.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, well, there you are. The chaser on form today. Jenny, the Vixen, Ryan takes out Sian with 26 seconds remaining. Tough on your own, I have to say. Could you do it? Well, then please come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. We'll be right back.
potato.